This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, I tell you, Jennifer, she is really a party pooper.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Jennifer poops at parties? So she poops at parties, and people know this?
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
I poop at parties, but people don't know because I close the door.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Where does she go for it? Does she visit the water closet and make door of the open so people may see and smell things? This sound horrible.
The Fan. New York
streets will kill us. Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube as we are every single day.
That don't piss you off, dude.
No, it doesn't, man. No, it doesn't. We're having fun on a Wednesday. We're pissing people off.
We ain't dead at all.
Crater Lake texted in and got very angry with us in the last hour of the show.
Oh, we love you, Crater Lake.
You're beautiful, Crater. You're beautiful.
Stop it. I drink your vodka all the time. You stop it.
Actually, it's good vodka. I'll give you that.
We sent it to our boy KT.
He said he
polished off the bottle with a couple friends in like 45 minutes.
Didn't take him too long. It's that good Oregon vodka. You're welcome.
It's iconic.
So what we got, ma'am? We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. I do want to dive back in a little bit to the Blazers. I have some fun with audio for you. Somebody flying their freak flag, and are we okay with this?
And you, look, sometimes you don't want to react to social media. We had somebody yesterday asking if we were going to talk about a certain topic locally, and we didn't tease it. You alerted me to something involving that story.
Oh, we'll get to it.
It needs to be brought up.
We'll get to it. There's something interesting happening. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. I want to debut. I'm on a roll debuting record-breaking and award-winning segments.
Yeah, do you remember any of the ones you've debuted?
Not really, no. You know, the NFL Pressure Cookers won a couple of awards already early in the season.
Yeah.
It's getting the Macaroni Awards. We have done big PP picks. That's now an award-winning segment.
I've so far kept my factoids and zigger-zag.
But to try a new one on you today, okay?
Bring it on.
Let's try this on.
I love trying it on.
Try it on for size.
Yes.
This is going to be called your Saturday Needle Movers.
I had a full body boner for 2 weeks.
Anything I like less than going to a clothing store and trying on clothes.
Oh, I'm miserable doing it.
Because my wife thinks, oh, he'll look amazing in this. And I look in the mirror and I'm like, you look like an idiot.
Half the time I just end up buying clothes that don't fit because I don't want to try them on and then I have to return them and it's just a pain in the butt. I'm like, that probably fits. And you get home and you're like, oh, dang it, that didn't fit.
Feel like it never fits.
No,
it
never does.
Never fits right. I never the size right. I don't know. I'm built weird.
It's a good drop right there.
My pant size is weird.
So I want to go through, and it's kind of a way to play a little peekaboo with the college football slate, because dare I say, very good weekend we have this weekend.
So what are you calling this? The CFP
this is the
needle mover?
Saturday needle movers, okay?
I want
you to look down at your needle and tell me how far it moves on a 0 to 10 scale. Just about thinking about watching the game.
Now, a needle for me in my mind, when you say, when is it moving the needle, I'm kind of going a left to right.
You're going like old-timey radio, kind of like the, you know.
I think I know what you were implying.
Yes.
And you're more doing an up-down
thing. I'm doing an up-and-down thing.
Does the needle go left, right, or up and down?
We're going to go up and down needle.
Okay.
Up and down needle.
Okay.
9 a.m. slate on Saturday, pretty solid. We just talked about a game, a team that is still in the mix to make the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Is on the road. Kind of, because they're playing at a neutral site, taking on an undefeated group of five team,
mm-hmm.
Notre Dame and Navy.
Yeah.
What's your needle movement read on that game?
Needle movement on that is a 7.5, quite high. It is the needle's moving.
That's a lot of movement.
Well, look,
I didn't expect that much movement on that game.
Navy is a fun story. They're undefeated. They're not quite the traditional boring versions of what they've been in the past, even though we all root for America. And Notre Dame has had moments of like, hey, there's Notre Dame. And then they've had other moments where you go, you okay, Notre Dame?
I got to be honest with you. I don't feel like I've watched a Notre Dame game in a while since their win over Louisville. It's been a couple of weeks. They've been kind of playing irrelevant teams and blowing people out. And I just haven't seen a lot of them.
Certainly, that has been part of the deal. But I think Navy's going to get up for this. Notre Dame has the talent gap to make this a double-digit win.
13-point spread.
Riley Leonard's had a weird year. It's a weird season for Riley Leonard, and I'm going to ride the mojo of Navy.
Undefeated.
The midshipmen. I'm going to say 7.5 needle move.
Talk about the group of five representative. We will obviously have the winner of the UNLV Boise game on Friday night. If Navy wins this game, that'd be a bigger win than either of them have, because Boise State has a close loss to Oregon. And what's UNLV's best win this year? Is it Oregon State? Kansas? Lost to Syracuse? So, I mean, there's not like a, if they win again this weekend against Boise, that would be a quality win on their resume. But this, I mean, this would be the best win of anybody in the G5.
This is a, so Navy is third in the nation in rushing offense. Notre Dame's top 30 in rush defense.
Yeah, that's a strength for strength.
113 on the ground so far this year.
Strength for strength. We'll continue at 9 a.m. Your needle moving for Washington on the road against a backup quarterback at Indiana. Game day is going to be there. 9 a.m. Yeah. Big Ten Network.
This is a 6.8 for me. This is a little lower. Now, look, Indiana winning would make this a bigger deal. This is a big moment for Washington. They could move to 5-3 on the year. They'd be over 500 in the Big Ten. And they've had a few games that we've all looked at and said, how did you not win that one?
Didn't make sense.
This would be big for the Huskies. It's not as high as the Navy-Notre Dame game because Indiana just lost their quarterback.
He did. Now, he played the entire second half against Nebraska, and he looked good.
Yeah, but I understand that.
Yes.
But I wanted full-strength Indiana here. Huskies can win this game. And also Cignetti, Google me. So it's a nice little matchup where we might get Indiana's dream season derailed a little bit. But also... They're so well coached.
Yeah.
They could win this game, and we've seen what Washington is on the road.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it because it is an interesting spot for Indiana where you were coming off. That was, they had Big Noon in town. Nebraska's, and like, Nebraska's a historically great Midwest program.
Sure.
I don't think they've beaten Nebraska very many times, even with how bad Nebraska's been, because Indiana's always been worse. So they clearly got up for that game.
They showed out.
They showed out, yes. Big game for them, you know. And now, is there a weird letdown spot with the Washington team coming to town? I know game day is going to be there, so that's a big deal. They got Michigan and Ohio State coming up, looming on the schedule.
Come out at 6:30 to do a hit live since they're on campus because they kick off at 9. It's a weird.
It is kind of unique that way. It's a game starting, and they're also going to have to take the desk inside the stadium because all the fans who were there at game day will have to go into the stadium for the game to start.
So then if I'm Cignetti, you want to do a game day hit. There's no better recruiting situation than going on and
they might have
smarter.
Them wired up. In the stadium?
Yeah, they've done that with a few coaches this year.
So we know they're placed in the stadium?
Well, no, I'm saying they did this for the Texas-Michigan game where they were outside at the start of game day, and then they take like a long break and have like a recorded bit, and then they come back, and then they're in the stadium.
Because in South Carolina, they were in the stadium for South Carolina.
For the whole game, they were. Yeah. It's hard when you got a 9 a.m. kick because the show goes till 9 a.m. It usually goes longer than 9 a.m.
They were giving picks. During the national anthem of that South Carolina LSU game, they were like, I'm going to take Texas here. I think it's good.
Was that disrespectful? Did we do the Colin Kaepernick thing for that or no? No, we just moved on from that?
No.
Okay, continuing on your needle movers, we have enjoyed the sound and the audio.
So I could wish my boot right up your ass. We can't trust your ass now.
Missouri, number 21 in the country, is on the road at Alabama, who has lost two of their last three games. This is a 12:30 game on ABC. Two touchdown spread. Where is our needle moving for Missouri? Missouri, Alabama.
I am going to put this at a solid 9.
The honeymoon's over.
Yeah, if they lose, and I think that they definitely can, given what we've seen from Milroe in that defense.
You ain't at Washington no more.
Bro, to be 2-3 in SEC play.
Oh, God.
That is the nightmare scenario for Kalen DeBoer. I couldn't have been more wrong for how I thought this year might go for them. Conversely, Missouri just has not looked the part all year.
Not at all, dude. They played one good team all year, and they got boat raced.
I had a real problem going into that boat racing with you putting them in your
I'm not proud of that moment. Let's just move on. That never happened. I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll send a U-Haul to your ass.
Yeah, I'm all in. I'm all in.
10 out of 10, needle mover?
That's a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10?
I don't think Bama's all that good. Also, this might be the game. Think about this. Missouri loses to this Alabama team. Is this not the game Eli Drinkwitz goes, you know, Florida opens up. I got to get out of here.
I've hit my ceiling.
We know he can coach. Yeah. You go to Gainesville, you go to the state of Florida, you try to go to better recruiting grounds. Maybe you've topped out at Missouri. This goes all over the place. Look, it's the SEC. I hate saying this. These games tend to matter a little more for the college football world.
They do.
So to fall in 2-3 in DeBoer's first year would be,
God, that'd be great. That would be hilarious. It's on the same time as Oregon and Illinois, so I'll have to do like a, because I'm coming home after the show, so I'll do like a, you know, phone, tablet, that'll be on it. We got to have that one on a secondary screen to watch and keep an eye on it. Texas at Vanderbilt, 115 on the SEC Network.
Hell yeah, this is up there.
Look, Vanderbilt is a great story.
I think it struggled
for the first
time
in God knows how long since what? Were they ever ranked when Franklin was there?
I think so.
Yeah, because they had a bowl
season.
Because
that's how we got the Penn State
job.
They had
like a 9-win season. I think they got there at one point. Is it okay to ask the question, fun story, why is Vanderbilt ranked?
SEC and Bama.
They lost to Georgia State.
SEC,
They played Ball State at home last week, and they won by 10.
Okay, you know how I throw things at you, and you like joking, laughing, throw it back at me like, oh, you don't think 2-loss or 3-loss
Georgia's
going to
make the playoff? Yeah.
Insert your answer there for why Vanderbilt is ranked.
I mean, that's a fun story, don't get me wrong, but they have no business being a top 25 team. Win this weekend, then sure, or even be competitive.
I mean, they won at Kentucky 2 weeks ago. Yeah, Kentucky, they were in a bit of a dogfight with that Ball State team.
Yes, they were. They lost to Georgia State, man.
Yeah.
That's a bad loss. They're 5-2. It'd be one thing if you're a 1-loss team or undefeated. It'd make sense.
But how many teams have beaten Steve McNair's alma mater 55-0?
That is a good point.
Ask yourself that question.
That is a good point. Yeah, Texas on the road. Another letdown spot for them off a tough loss, so that should be fun at 115.
They can lose this game.
They could.
If that's the Texas team from last weekend. I know Georgia's Georgia, but, dude, I just kind of wondered, did Sark put something in Ewers' mind? There was a random report that Texas actually had to refute this week.
24/7, somebody is going to get fired for that. They posted that he was leaving the program.
That he was leaving to get ready for the draft, and they had to come out and say, no, he's preparing for Vanderbilt. And look, that's silliness. You can't help but wonder, man. Sark said at halftime, I just wanted to get his mind right. All right, well, if he has some shaky moments again, are you going to sit him again?
You go 3-and-out to open the game? Are we getting a quick trigger again? Are we Steve Spurrier back in the day now?
I also don't want to. Texas is still really good.
They're very good.
Georgia might be the best team in football. So
they could. Very well could. Two more rapid-fire ones. Yeah. The 4:30 slate on Saturday. You got number 3 Penn State on the road against Wisconsin, who's playing good football right now. It's a 6.5-point spread. At the same time, LSU is at Texas A&M, two undefeated SEC teams. Where's our needle moving for those two games?
I think watching Penn State will always never have a higher needle than 5 for me. I actually hate watch them. They don't play a fun, exciting brand of football. I always root against Penn State, and I've shared my feelings on James Franklin. The other one, LSU.
At A&M.
At A&M.
Kyle Field at night. Look out, the Colts alive and well.
Elko, man. Give Elko a lot of credit. Now, you know he's moved on, but he's got to be kicking himself on that Notre Dame game.
Yeah, it was a tough loss. They had a chance to win it.
I think I'm going A&M.
You going to go A&M?
And I think I'm going to give you a solid 7.6.
That's a pretty juicy nightcap right there.
Yeah.
Not nightcap for us, but East Coast nightcap, 4:30 primetime game. That atmosphere will be crazy.
I don't believe in either of those teams as like a legitimate contender to win the title, but because of who they are and what conference they're in, and they're both undefeated in conference play.
Winner of that one is firmly not only in the mix to make the playoff easily and also play for an SEC championship game.
How did LSU lose to USC?
I don't know. They didn't really have any business losing that game, if I remember correctly. I remember watching, feeling like LSU was a better team, and then USC got a late score, and LSU kind of squandered it.
It's kind of what happened was they had the ball last, they got the scores.
Similar to A&M. Like, you can look back, you're like, A&M might be a better team than Notre Dame, but they, you know, Notre Dame edged them at the end. So, dare I say, I didn't even get to my SMU ponies, who were alive and well in the ACC race, going to Duke at nighttime on the ACC network.
Funny note on that, did you see that Duke beat Florida State for the first time ever?
I did.
Did you also see what happened when they won?
They did not rush the field.
That's how bad Florida State is. Their first win over Florida State, they didn't even care to rush the field because it was like, yeah, they're 1-6.
They're not very good at all.
There was
a Florida State fan who said that, like, God, we're that bad now? You don't even care about beating us anymore? We went undefeated last year. How's that possible?
I'll throw one at you quick. Needle moving on UNLV Boise State, because you didn't throw that in there.
I didn't. I was just going Saturday needle movers. For a Friday night needle mover, I'm going to give you 8.5, man. I'm going to give you 8.5. That's a great game. Anytime I get to watch Genty, I know that Beaver fan is going through it right now, and we talked a little bit about that yesterday. The two of the teams that you've lost to this year, the Nevada game is inexcusable. Injuries piled up on you. That thing is inexcusable.
Still got choded.
The other games that you've lost are to a team who's ranked number one in the country and a UNLV team who might be going to the college football playoff this year. Like, UNLV is a good team, and they have gotten better, I think, since their quarterback went out. I think this second string dude, now first string dude, is better than the guy that quit earlier. To Pate's point, that doesn't usually happen. It's a good football team, man. That should be an awesome game. Boise State's been kind of skating against inferior opponents and winning games or pulling away late. That is going to be a heavyweight tilt, with the winner having a great shot to go to the playoff. And this is why these group of five games still matter and why they're still relevant. If you didn't have that automatic bid for the playoff, where's your interest level in this game? You're still going to watch, but it's not quite the same.
I'd probably be caping up for Boise more, because I thought their loss at Oregon was impressive.
Yes.
And what he's doing on the ground, I mean, he's breaking all kinds of records, it feels like, every single week. I'd still have real interest in this game. You move my needle.
Move your needle?
You move the needle.
Okay. You like that segment?
I did.
Your needle's moving over?
Are you going to remember it next Wednesday?
I'm going to remember.
I had a full body boner for 2 weeks.
There you go. How's your needle feeling? Brought to you by the city of Portland. We'll give you a needle. Lots to get to in the final hour of the show. Blazers season tips off tonight. I got a couple NFL notes. Some fun with audio. We're back after this on The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
When I say the name Rex Ryan, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Feet. Feet. Foot. Toes.
Toes.
Toes. 10 toes down.
Swag? Was it feet for you?
No. Lately, it's been how absurdly white his teeth are
I made that yesterday to Dirt. I said, his teeth. He's getting new teeth. And that, God bless people for having good teeth. He's got the Matt Dillon, there's something about Mary fake teeth.
Yes, definitely does.
What is he having done to treat those things that are
Well, those aren't real teeth. I mean,
they are not real teeth.
Yeah, but still, I mean, there's some process that's going on after the implants that...
It's a little too much. It's like when somebody does, like, they have the gray hair, and then you go jet black. You need a touch of gray. You need a touch of yellow. Too white is alarming.
Hmm.
And it throws me. I'm like, whoa, that's nobody's
too white.
Nobody's teeth are that white.
Well, yeah, that's
those I mean, are just. I mean, they stand out white. Like a sore yeah. thumb. Those are fake teeth.
When he has a tan,
you're bleaching your mouth
because he's in on the beach somewhere yes. warm most of the time, probably. But feet. It's the answer's feet.
Well, he was on the Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark.
Okay.
And he's been in the news lately because he's obviously on ESPN. He had some comments about the Jets recently that went viral and the message to the team and all that.
Actually, thought he was right on the Jets.
I did too. He's the last time the Jets were relevant was when they had the Foot guy as their head coach. He went to back-to-back AFC title games.
But the Rodgers, don't worry. Rodgers wants you to know, stop listening to the media and people need to have more fun. That's the problem.
As I go on with the media for an hour every Tuesday and take time out of my day to go talk to the media. And so does Devontae Adams, who is now a Jet, who's on with Kay Adams every single week. But stop listening to the media.
Yeah.
Rex Ryan was asked about his viral moment when he was the head coach, and we don't kink shame on this show. How do we feel about his honesty here?
But I love my wife's feet. Like, I don't know what it is, but if a chick's got jacked up feet, I'm out. I don't care how gorgeous. I'm out. I don't know what the hell it is, but it's like some people are boob guys, leg guys, yeah. you know, whatever. Of course I notice a pretty gorgeous face, whatever, but no shit yourself. I'm checking the feet out. And I, you know, it's funny when that came out, front page New York. My wife's gonna freaking kill me, right? When that came out, but I'm like, damn, I can't tell you how many of my players came up and said, "Dude, I like feet too." And I'm like, hell yeah, dude, you're a freaking man. You know what I mean? Like, damn right. I don't know what it is, but now I have fun with it, and it's like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
That's who I am. I own that shit, and if a chick's got great feet, I'm looking.
So I think he likes the way you think about him. I said, what's the first thing you think of? Foot guy. He said, I own it. That's fine. I'm a foot guy.
We have the audio of the foot video in the system, because still to this day, it was one of the weirdest, creepiest things we've seen from a head coach ever.
Yes, it was.
Now, I look, you like feet, go ahead. God bless you. Putting it over some of those other areas is interesting to me. I don't quite get it personally.
It's more of a foot guy than a butt guy. It's all right.
I love that his players came up to him and that's what they said.
Whispered to him in the coach's meeting before you get cut. By the way, I'm also into toes.
How does he not have a foot endorsement?
He should. Tough acting to acting.
Yeah, Dr. Scholes is a good one. Or like t-shirt line with lady feet. I don't know. How does he not do anything with this?
Hashtag pro feet. It's a marketing opportunity there, Rex.
I think it's the area of the body I like the least.
You're anti-foot guy?
I will say I do. I mean, you got to like a
Do you notice
a
good foot?
Foot.
You
yeah.
notice a good foot when you see a good foot.
Yeah, but like it also doesn't do anything for me when it's
not moving your needle.
Yeah, it's not moving the needle.
Not
much.
A needle mover for you?
No. Hey, he's Eddie Murphy from Boomerang.
It's a good pull.
I like
That's
that.
That's a solid pull.
So there's Rex Ryan being honest about his love of feet. Cooper Kupp could get traded. How do we feel about that?
I don't know.
Don't know. Depends on where he goes or if he gets traded, if he actually plays.
They want a second for him, and Hopkins went for a fifth.
They do. I think that's fair. I mean, Hopkins is how many years older than Kupp? What's the age difference here?
Who's playing right now?
Yeah, I mean, that's valid.
Hopkins is playing.
Who's got better numbers, though, this year? Even though he's not playing, I wouldn't be surprised if he's got better numbers than him.
Than Hopkins?
Yeah.
You think Kupp has better numbers than Hopkins?
Has he got back in the lineup at all this year?
Kupp's been out for a while.
He's got 18 catches for 147 yards and a touchdown.
What does Hopkins have?
15 catches for 173 yards and a touchdown.
What does that say about Levis?
He has better numbers than DeAndre Hopkins on the year. And Cooper Kupp has played in two games. In two games, he has better numbers.
Unbelievable that he's got.
DeAndre Hopkins has three games this year where he only has one catch. Two games this year, one catch, one game with two catches.
Now, that's not a Hopkins problem, in my opinion.
No, I don't think so either. I mean, he's only 1 year older. I think there's a little bit more, road in the tire, if you will, for Cooper Kupp. Maybe that's just me reacting to who he's playing with in the offense that he's been in the last couple of years.
The Rams are in a weird spot because you're going to get Nacua back. I just don't know how to feel about what the Rams are. Again, I mentioned it jokingly in the report. Stafford has been not good.
No, it's been a rough year for
him. But it's also not all his fault.
The offensive line's decimated and nobody to throw the ball
to. There's no weapons, the offensive line,
The question is, if he can get Kupp and Nacua back.
But they're actively shopping Kupp. It's them. It's not
It's them. It's not just people calling him.
No, Rossini said that they're actively shopping him.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I mean, I just saw this and on the segment we talked about yesterday, and we brought it up earlier in the show today. Maybe it doesn't move the needle because he can't stay healthy and he's 31 years old. Like, if you're the Chargers and you're not kicking the tires on this.
Well, we know he can catch, and he's a great route runner, dude, when he's on the field.
Him with a healthy Cooper Kupp with Justin Herbert would be incredible. Hey, you don't even have to move, man. You're in L.A. You're going to play in the same stadium. Don't even have to move your house. Just stay where you're at and come play for us. We'll give you a second-round pick for that.
I took a weird stance this year. I know this doesn't correlate right away, but the NBA starts tonight, right? Started yesterday, starts tonight. I took a weird stance this year. I actually dove zero into preseason stuff. I usually listen to podcasts. I'll read stuff. I took the approach of I'm going to learn with League Pass, and also the trade deadline is like the biggest deal to that league.
Yeah.
And so the good teams who are supposed to be good or bad, they'll make a move, and the bad teams who are bad, they'll make a move, and I kind of found it pointless. So I'm like, I'm just going to dive in and learn along the way because there's going to be massive trades. The NFL trade stuff has picked up a little bit this year.
Started to heat up. The deadline is on election day. So less than 2 weeks away from trade deadline day.
Yeah, Cooper, you had Adams. You just had Hopkins. Kupp could be next. And again, I said earlier, Rossini is saying Debo Samuel is a name to keep an eye on.
Yeah, the Niners lose this weekend. You go to 3-4. You're going to start looking, hey, do we need to pick up some draft picks and maybe hit the reset
button? They were reportedly shopping him during the draft.
They were.
They tried to refute that, but that was out there.
So that rumor is out there, and Rex Ryan likes feet. There's an NFL segment for you. Let's get back to the Blazers. They tip off their season tonight. We got some poll questions, thoughts, feelings. How are we watching? How many games will we watch? We'll get back into that next. Well, we do have a fun little sports night in the city of Portland.
We do.
Timbers are playing a playoff game tonight. Now, kind of a playoff game. It's a playoff game. It's a play-in game.
Swag says it's play-in.
Play-in.
In the NBA, the play-in is not a playoff.
No, it's part of the official MLS playoff.
So these stats will be counted as playoff
stats. Playoff stats.
They are in the playoff.
And this is winner advances to face the
number one seed.
The best of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Now, you might be wondering, well, isn't Portland the 9 seed playing the 8 seed?
Yes,
why is this game being played in Portland? And the answer would be motocross.
That's right.
They booked motocross at the Vancouver Stadium, and they had a
BC
conflicting schedule. And so they had to move the game to Portland.
So, like, what does that say about Vancouver that motocross won that?
Yeah,
situation?
How do you do that as an MLS team?
The other piece of the puzzle is the MLS restructures its playoff schedule or playoff format seemingly every year.
Yeah.
So the next round is now a best of three, and they're so condensed that there wasn't like wiggle room too much to move the game.
They got to go start the next series.
They got to start the next series and get them there.
Motocross riders can't wait a day.
No, hell no, they can't.
Well, when you
it's motocross, dude,
with the Blazers,
they got that gas.
With the Blazers in a playoff game, get bumped for monster trucks.
Could you imagine if that happened? An NBA playoff play-in game. Sorry, guys, rodeo's in town tonight. We're using the building.
So we got
a home game.
Yeah, we got a home game.
Look at us.
Hey, this happened to the Winterhawks a couple of years ago when they played Spokane in the first round of the playoffs. When they were supposed to go to Spokane for game 3 and 4 of their playoff series, they had booked out like a year and a half, 2 years in advance, a Paul McCartney concert in Spokane. And they were like, dude, we're not giving, it's Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney goes to Spokane.
He went to Spokane, Washington. And so they were like, well, what are we going to do? And Spokane was like, well, how about we start the series in Spokane? Portland was like, screw you. We have home ice. We're not starting this. You figure this out. I can't remember. I think they ended up moving some dates for the games or playing them later or earlier or something, or going back to back. And then a break, but yeah, they had to figure out a way to navigate it. So we get a playoff soccer game tonight.
Are we feeling good about our chances against the old Whitecaps? Evander going to go out there and kick their ass, drop 2 goals?
They need to quit trying to make the perfect play when they get in the final third. I went to the last 2 games at home, and they're trying to make the, and somebody needs to just start as the play is developing, fire one in and then rush the backside of the net, see if they can get a deflection or something like that. They're trying to play too perfect and pretty to get the goal rather than just taking shots and firing and then rushing and trying to get, you know, something that's a little more greasy.
Why don't you be the coach? I just watched a podcaster win his first basketball game as a head coach last night.
That did happen. They looked really good last night.
Ted Lasso told me that, you know, anybody can coach soccer. You just got to go out there and have a good assistant coach and
kick it around.
The biggest piece, though, is they invariably need to not have the 5 to 10 minute lapse on the back line where they just lose guys. And it's become a staple. Not since Ridgewell was back playing on the back line.
Our buddy Liam.
Yeah.
Not been the same since Liam retired.
They haven't had a presence back there to keep them organized.
Remember when they got upset with us because we asked him about wiping his butt with dollar bills?
Well, he didn't get upset with
no,
us.
No, the team did.
We had a photo.
Yeah,
we found the photo.
It was hilarious. Why would you not lean into that?
Did the team get upset with us, or did they just say, can you guys not,
can we not do that?
Post
you
that?
Have a sense of humor.
I think
huh?
there was a disgruntled phone call made.
There was a phone call. Somebody was disgruntled.
How dare us give any attention to your team?
Treat your employees better, but, you know, I digress. So there you go. There's your Timber segment.
Well, in that moment, we actually didn't know that all that was going
that's
down.
That's what's so funny and ironic about it, isn't it? Maybe you should care more about that than you are a photo on social media.
Hit the front foot and they come out aggressive. They can score three or four goals. Yeah. They just got to fire away.
They do.
It's a good point. Does the Rose Garden keep its schedule open in case the Blazers make the finals this year? Sorry, Tim McGraw, come back in August. That's a good question. Do we have book date? I mean, they can't imagine they're making the playoffs this year.
I think that all depends on something out in June.
Like,
NBA arenas, I think.
Is Faith Hill coming? That's
a big concert. We'll move the finals for that.
That may what move the finals.
First couple of country down. Now after Garth Brooks. Yeah. We don't need to get into that.
I think
first
my guess is
country
they
right
have
now.
To keep those dates open until they're
mathematically
the
eliminated.
Says,
or,
okay, yeah. We'll release those dates.
What
for
would
you.
The reaction be if we found out we had a play-in hosting and Monster Jam had been booked a year out? Yeah. And they're like, actually, we're going to play it in the other venue because we've got Monster Jam in town.
Yeah, one guy said, to be fair, they went on a long losing streak. They didn't expect to be in the play-in. Also, it's not till this weekend, the motocross event, but the stadium, so they already put all the dirt in there. They're not going to dig out that dirt, and they're not going to put that dirt back in there,
man. That time lapse would be wild, putting it in, taking it out, putting it back.
Poll questions on the Blazers. How many games will you watch this year? I gave our listeners four options.
Oh, I didn't see this one last night.
Not encouraging results for one center court.
Look, they are more accessible. We've heard this. It is weird to say out loud.
Are they, though?
Blazers opener on Channel 2.2.
Now, I also need to confirm with my former Comcast brethren. I have heard from Comcast people that the other channel is in standard definition.
That's what I am afraid of.
Oh,
I'm going back. Yeah.
Could you watch a sporting event in standard definition?
That's,
I feel like I've watched
that's
that last
the one
year
that's
going to
get the most.
Yeah. Any game on the 400.
An ESPN 730 Pac-12 game was definitely in standard definition. That's
fair. Standard.
When Oregon lost to that 3-9 Stanford game team, and Rod Gilmore was pissing me off, that was definitely standard definition.
Yeah, it's not going to be. I mean, whatever the outcome of the game is, I think there will be people who will be surprised. What? Yeah.
Can you brag about your TV deal if your games are in? Back in standard definition?
I don't know.
I don't think you can.
Interesting.
Not for everybody. You got the antenna. You
can
do 2.2.
I'm ready to bust it out today.
You're ready to go.
I'm excited.
But that will be...
Can you get one of those at Freddy's? I got to run by Freddy's on the way home. Yeah. Could you get an antenna at Freddy's?
It's going to be $20 to $30. Just mentally prepare yourself.
Now, do you get a Venmo me back? Can I send a Venmo request to them?
Go to Best Buy. Yeah. Give you more options.
Is it something that you just write off your TV, or do you have to like put it outside and
No. It's a little. It looks like a
go climb up
it looks
on the
like
roof.
If we're being honest, it looks like a lady toy.
Hammer that thing,
and it stands straight up. Looks like an Elon rocket ship. You just plug into an HDMI. You turn it on, and it like loads the channels, and then you've got the access.
It's like a lady. I guess how many Blazers games have you watched this season? The number one answer: 45% of voters are saying very few or none of them.
It looks like a pocket rocket. What do you want me to say?
Hey. Each their own. 30% said they'll watch some. 13% said most, and 11% said they'll watch all or almost all.
Your families are started. Houston, we don't have a problem.
It's happening right now.
I don't know.
All right, well.
Blazers are 6-point dogs.
We're back tonight. Are we gambling on the game?
Hammer the money line. Blazers money line. Mark this down for
Blazers
tomorrow's
open. Money line for the open tomorrow.
Hammer the Blazer money line. They're beating the Dubs. There you go.
How you like me now?
How you like it now?
Answer the poll questions. Wrap it up on a Wednesday next on The Fam. All right, a couple of quick thoughts here, and then we'll get to the Blazers wrap up the show. Somebody said, imagine how high the TV ratings would be if they played that soccer game on the motocross track. Great point. That would
the
be a rating
at the top of the mounds. You got to kick it up and then try to score.
Like ricocheting balls off of the jumps. How cool would that
there you
be?
Go. Just I'd don't kick it
that.
In a mud pit. Don't.
Is this on? Do I have to have Apple TV to watch this
yes.
one tonight? Okay, I have Apple TV. I was just curious. I didn't know if it was on anywhere else. And then to come full circle from the start of the show, we got a text saying, "Guys, listening to the first hour podcast. Well, when you hear this in 2 hours, thank you for listening.
Also, buckle up for the Crater Lake debate.
I really hope you're not a fan of Crater Lake. If you are, you're very upset. But if you're into feet, you're in for a special show. Remembering your dreams means God is communicating with you. Congratulations, Sprague.
Thank you. Thank you. I've always felt one with the universe.
I am not a conduit to God, evidently. Learn that today.
I think I believe in
We've known this about me for
I believe in the multiverse theory.
It's true.
There's like 1,000 versions of us in different alternate realities.
Is he counseling you or scolding you? That's...
I think he's guiding me.
If he's guiding you, swag is an importance on your life then. If he is in your dreams and God is communicating that to you.
Am I the voice of God for you?
No, James Earl Jones will always be the voice of God for me.
R.I.P.
And I don't think it's a compliment to Swag. In the dream, Swag booked my trip and then ditched me.
He did.
So
yeah,
I think God
well.
Got people out of my life that I needed out of my life.
Maybe you needed to be in Florida for something.
Yeah, I'm a Florida man.
And one last text. I love Crater Lake and I hate feet. I came to the wrong place. Yes, you did. I apologize. This was not the show for you.
What a Wednesday for you.
What a show. People are confirming, by the way, if you have Comcast, that yes, the games are in standard resolution or standard definition.
So is that a Comcast thing?
Yeah,
or
does DirecTV have that too?
So here's my thing, or what? Who do I get
I
mad
know.
At? That's the toughest part. Is I never know who to direct my ire at.
You're gonna get mad. At
Meringue was yelling at me about this on Friday when I was in to do the pregame show for the Friday game, and he felt like the guy in the Always Sunny thing that has all the strings that attach, and he's kind of going crazy and he's pointing.
Oh, all the theories.
He was like trying to point me in the and I wanted to be like the little girl and Remember the Titans of like I don't care, dude. I want to go home and watch a Duck game, but I appreciate your effort and interest in this. I just wanted to know if I could watch the games on YouTube TV, which I can't do. He connected dots of saying it had something to do with the Kraken, who then pissed off like Univision. Then the K2 thing got done a little late. So I think all of this will be flipped over on January 1st.
It'll be on YouTube TV.
It'll be on YouTube TV. And I think the channel is supposed to be HD by then, but there's some sort of contract that doesn't run out and they can't get out of the contract until the end of the year. Here we are.
Did you ever see Toy Story 3?
I don't remember if I did.
It's you saw it? It was,
I saw Toy Story,
I can't believe they made a fourth. What a mistake. Anyways, there is a scene in that movie.
You saw Toy Story 3? Was that in your kids' wheelhouse age? Still
it
came out?
Yeah. Dude, it was a great trilogy.
I can't remember when that one came out.
They ruined it making a fourth, and they're going to ruin it with a fifth. But anyways, there's a scene in that movie where Buzz Lightyear is switched by the bad guys to be programmed into old Buzz Lightyear, and they try to switch him back, but they make him Spanish-speaking Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, I think I remember that
one,
I
get Spanish-speaking Kevin Calabro tonight?
Be kind of cool. I'd listen to a game in Spanish.
I would, too.
Be fun. Learn some new lingo along the way.
It would be great.
Delightful way to watch the Blazers.
It might make it more entertaining, to be honest with you.
So I'm going to go pick up my lady toy on the way home and plug it into my TV and hopefully be able to watch the game. If you have Comcast, good luck. You're in standard definition. If you have DirecTV, I don't know what the answer is for people on DirecTV. I don't know.
Maybe they're okay. Maybe they got
maybe
I don't
they're
know
okay.
if they have that channel or not. I don't.
Yeah, this just, look, we're ultimately going to get there where all of this is kind of figured out, but the rollout?
A little clunky.
Very Blazery. Can we be like this? Oof. Hey, we're on TV again, but not really, and it's in standard definition.
They're going to win tonight.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it, because this will be funny to listen to in the open tomorrow. Over-under, are we taking the over? 21.5 is your number in Vegas.
Oh, I'll take it.
Under?
I guess 21 exactly is what they'll win.
Would that be the worst season in franchise history?
No, it'd be tied. 21 is the... Well, I think in their second or first year, they won less, but in like the last 35 years, it'd
I'm
be tied
I'm taking
the
under. I think it's just going to be a very disjointed season with injuries, potential trades, the Chauncey question.
So they won 21...
Second year, they won 18 games.
Yeah, so
and
that's
then in year three, they won 21.
Yeah, so 21
they
was
will
the last
challenge
time
the franchise record for wins this year.
21 was,
or
we
losses,
won 21 last year.
And
yeah,
we won 21 in 05, 06.
Yeah, okay, so done it a couple times. The answer on what you're most interested in this year, Scoot's development narrowly edged out Kling Kong and Shade in year three in the trade deadline. And 45% of you say you will watch very few or no Blazer games this year. So happy Blazer season, everybody.
Do
it is back.
Dos Minutos.
Dos Minutos.
Blazer version.
Hey, just give me a quick update. Give me the footnotes. What did I miss? Hopefully I can get my rabbit. Cavaliers for tonight. That will do it for us. We had the commissioner of college football, Josh Paydon, earlier. George Reister is going to join us tomorrow at 7:30.
Yeah, former Duck.
If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Dirt and Sprague, and at 1080thefan. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. We'll talk to you at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Colin is next. Listening to 1080 The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.